Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Yesterday, we finished our series, God Reveals Himself, and on Monday, we will begin a new series in the Bible. Today, I want to tell you about some upcoming changes here on God Is. Please stay tuned for these, as all of this will affect all of you, although some more than others, depending on how you listen. First, let me tell you the reason behind the changes. For some time now, the Lord has been giving me direction on a couple of writing projects. Both are related to God Is, and both require more of my time and creative energy than I realized they would. I thought I would be able to do both the daily broadcast and podcast and write. Not so. Therefore, we have prayerfully decided that in 2025, I will focus on the writing. The reality is that I have been teaching here on God Is in this format for a little more than 7 years. To do this means I keep a very demanding schedule. But to write, I need more space to be creative and time to develop the flow of my thoughts and ideas. Trust me, once the writing is complete, you will benefit from it. Lord willing, I will have something published that we will make available through the God Is Ministry website. You can pray for me. You can ask the Lord to grant me His grace, strength, clarity, creativity, and discernment to work on these projects for His honor and glory and your benefit, and for the benefit of all who will eventually read what is written. As always, I am grateful for your prayers and support as I seek to serve the Lord with all my heart, stewarding well the gifts He has given to me. Now, maybe you want some specifics. What exactly are you writing about? A book? A commentary? A Bible study guide? A story? Well, I am keeping that confidential for now, but if you will continue to follow this ministry, in due course, you will find out. Our website will be active, and I strongly encourage you to visit it, subscribe to the podcast, follow and like us on our social media pages, and stay tuned for announcements. The website address is www.godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. You can also keep in touch by email, mark@godisministry.org. On Facebook and Instagram, our handle is God Is Podcast. That's God Is Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. And you can access our social media through our website. Having given you the reason for the changes, let me tell you second what the changes are. Beginning on Monday, February 3rd, and continuing for the remainder of this year, we will be re-airing previous series on the podcast and on some radio stations. If you are a long-time listener, these are series you have heard before. Of course, if you are new listeners, then you have not heard this, and it will be new for you. Let me encourage you all, whomever you are, stay tuned. We pack a lot in here on God Is, and many listeners tell us they need to hear the material more than once in order to grasp all that is being taught. This gives you an opportunity to do just that. For the next 2 weeks, I will share a brand new series, and then beginning Monday, February 3rd, we will air archived series. I will be reminding you of this, but want to get it on your mind starting today. For those of you listening by radio, the following is important. The podcast listeners, please be patient for the next few moments. If you listen on Renew FM in Massachusetts, WNWR in Philadelphia, and WUMY in Memphis, God Is will no longer air on your station after January 31st, 2025. 2 weeks from today will be our last broadcast on Renew FM, WNWR, and WUMY. But you can always listen to the God Is podcast available from godisministry.org. Please come join us on the free podcast, godisministry.org. If you listen on KDIA, 1640 AM in San Francisco, God Is will continue to air, but our new time will be 10 p.m. On KDIA, you can continue to listen to God Is, but at a new time, 10 p.m., Monday through Friday evenings. If you listen on any other radio station, nothing changes. Same time, same station. If I have not yet mentioned the call letters of your station, then you will continue to hear God Is as you do today. Now, someone says, "Hey, Swallow, this is too much information and data." Well, fair point. But don't worry, I will be repeating this a couple of times in the next 2 weeks. We have two more weeks together before these changes are implemented. But I also know some listeners pay very close attention to and enjoy details. And you want to know about change in advance of it happening. I am like that also. And so I respect your need, desire, for an announcement to not catch you by surprise. There have actually been many times in my life when I have been listening to a radio ministry or a podcast when suddenly it stops. Or the host announces, "Today is my last day," and I was caught totally off guard. I found it an irritating and sad experience. I had invested my time listening, I made a connection with the Bible teacher or host, and then suddenly it was no more. Well, for those of you wired like me, I say all of this for you. And for those of you who want me to move on, we will, and thank you for your patience. Again, beginning Monday, February 3rd, we will no longer broadcast on Renew FM in Massachusetts, WNWR in Philadelphia, and WUMY in Memphis. God Is will continue to air on KDIA in San Francisco, but at a new time of 10 p.m. in the evening. All other radio stations continue just as we always have. Please continue to be with us and invite others to join. No one ever has to miss even a single episode because the free God Is podcast is always available from the website godisministry.org. Well, I hope that is clear. If you have any questions, email me today, mark@godisministry.org. My name is spelled M-A-R-K, mark@godisministry.org. Change is inevitable, and often change is good, although we may not always like it. In my experience, some people love change. They embrace it and almost need it. They thrive off of it. And some people hate change. They dread it and run from it. The truth is, only God never changes. Only He is immutable. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, the Lord declares, "For I am the Lord, I do not change." Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 assures us, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." It is the nature and character of the living God to be unchangeable. This is what makes Him faithful and dependable, steady and consistent and true. He's always the same. Not so with people. We are up and down and moody and temperamental and always changing. We change moods and we change sides and we change teams and we change jobs and we change clothes and we change temperatures and we change our minds and we change political parties and we change companies and we change titles and we change locations and we change churches and we change stations and on, but God never changes. Well, trying to be like God, I have tried to be steady and consistent with this ministry, God is. For 7 full years, we have done that. And yet, through much prayer and conversation with friends and mentors, and discerning what the Lord wants from me in this new year, my wife and I feel that now is the time for me to focus primarily on writing. At the same time, we do not feel led by the Spirit of God to end God Is on all stations and to end the podcast. No, we want to keep this going with series rich in content that you can use to get to know God better and that you can use to serve and love Him more. Will you join with us throughout 2025 and beyond? For however long, until Jesus Christ returns, we hope so. Let's pray. Father, thank you for never changing. Thank you for leading and guiding your sons and daughters along through our pilgrim journey in this world. Jesus, you are our great shepherd, and we sheep need all the care, attention, safety, guidance, and warnings you give us. Sometimes you call us to move with you in a new direction. Thank you, Spirit, for helping us discern the way forward for God Is in 2025. I pray all our listeners will stick with us on the radio and on the podcast. I pray for new listeners to join us. I pray for others tuning in right now who are also making changes in their lives. Bless them, Holy God. Steward and care for them and take them where you want them to go. No matter where we are and what we do, empower us to serve you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and bodies. Teach us to know you, to love you for who you are, and to obey you. In Christ's name, amen. Join us on Monday for a new series teaching us who God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.